"That's a lot of sums," the boy said.
"Of course it's a lot of sums," the father answered. "But when you're in big business like I am, you've got to be hot stuff at arithmetic. I've practically got a computer inside my head. It took me less than 10 minutes to work the whole thing out."
"You mean you did it in your head, Dad?" the son asked, guggling.
"Well, not exactly," the father said. "Nobody could do that. But it didn't take me long. When you're finished, tell me what you think my profit was for the day. I've got the final total written down here, and I'll tell you if you're right."
Matilda said quietly, "Dad, you made exactly £4,303.50 altogether."
"Don't butt in," the father said. "Your brother and I are busy with high finance."
"But Dad..."
"Shut up," the father said. "Stop guessing and trying to be clever."
"Look at your answer, Dad," Matilda said gently. "If you've done it right, it ought to be £4,303.50. Is that what you've got, Dad?"
The father glanced down at the paper in his hand. He seemed to stiffen. He became very quiet. There was a silence. Then he said,
"Say that again."
£4,303.50, Matilda said.
There was another silence. The father's face was beginning to go dark red.
"I'm sure it's right," Matilda said.
You little cheat,"
the father suddenly shouted, pointing at her with his finger.
"You looked at my bit of paper. You read it off from what I've got written here."
"Daddy, I'm on the other side of the room," Matilda said. "How could I possibly see it?"
"Don't give me that rubbish," the father shouted. "Of course you looked. You must have looked. No one in the world could give the right answer just like that, especially a girl. You're a little cheat, madam. That's what you are, a cheat and a liar."
At that point, the mother came in, carrying a large tray on which were 4 suppers. This time it was fish and chips, which Mrs. Wormwood had picked up in the fish and chip shop on her way home from bingo. It seemed that bingo afternoons left her so exhausted, both physically and emotionally, that she never had enough energy left to cook an evening meal. So if it wasn't TV dinners, it had to be fish and chips.
"What are you looking so red in the face about, Harry?" she said as she put the tray down on the coffee table.
"Your daughter's a cheat and a liar," the father said, taking his plate of fish and placing it on his knees. "Turn the telly on, and let's not have any more talk."